Hi there, this is Amy Robinson, an editor at Apparition Literary Magazine. Today I will be reading you a poem entitled Still by Rachel McKinley. Rachel McKinley, a rock star, high school English teacher, performs three shows a day to reluctant audiences of teenagers. When not extolling the virtues of other writers, she pens her own poems, memoirs, and novels. She has her MFA from Western Connecticut University and lives in Asheville, North Carolina with her husband, son, and dog. And now, Still, by Rachel McKinley. First, my mother, the little elephant, they called her. At only 17, her huge belly, burdened with the enormity of my sister and I, entered the hospital ahead of her. Then, the nurses lay her on a gurney and I am no longer my mother, no longer my sister's reflection. Resentful of the solitary solidity of my flesh, I howl and root into the blankets. My sister emerges as a separate self. Too weak for indignation, she is silent. Our mother's veins, used to holding us, collapse in our absence. And my sister, used to three hearts thumping, decides her one cannot sustain her. I feel them still, the way I imagine an amputee fills the itch on a severed limb. I begin to believe I am not like others, having lost my mirror. I believe the extra limbs are real, too young to count, but old enough to have fairy friends. I imagine myself a starfish fallen from the sky. Older. I grow angry when I am told my additional appendages don't exist, and I need to quit insisting others acknowledge them. I realize I am a wasp. And I sting, and I sting, and I sting. Still older. I take refuge as a squid, and swaddle myself in ink, happy to be hidden. Finally, I have lived long enough, and we are all lamenting flesh lost, naming our phantom limbs, and calling to them in the night. We have no need to baptize this new creature we have each become. That was Still, by Rachel McKinley. If you'd like to read more about this poem and Rachel McKinley, you can find the Creator Spotlight interview at apparitionlit.com underneath the poem Still in the Stories page. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll bring you more poems and stories soon.